This is Day to Day. It's nearly winter here in the Northern Hemisphere, summer in the Southern. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick, and a very hot one in Australia, where the worst wildfires anyone can remember cover more than 3,000 square miles in the southeast region of the country. Forests are burning, and the creatures that live in them, kangaroos and koalas, possums and bush birds, it's so bad that a conservation group is warning of possible extinctions of some species. Pat O'Brien is president of the Wildlife Protection Association of Australia. Mr. O'Brien, welcome to Day to Day. How long have these fires been going there?
Oh, they've been burning for some weeks now, Alex. It's just absolutely appalling what's happening. It's very distressing for the people who are going in after the fires and trying to find any injured animals. But the reality is that the fires are so fierce that if they do find animals, they're hardly recognisable.
Now, this is a part of Australia where there still are forests. A lot of the country's been cut down, but in this place, there are really old forests left.
That's right, and that's one of the problems is that the wildlife that's in those areas is remnant wildlife. It's the last of our species, and in many cases, it's localized to that area and to that area of the state. So the animals that we lose in there, we may never see again.
What kind of creatures are you speaking of?
There's koalas, there's gliders, there's honey possums, there's ringtail possums, and then, of course, there's the frogs and the fish that are in the creeks that are being covered in ash. There's birds. The birds have just got no chance at all. They can't even outfly the heat and the flames, especially the small bush birds that don't normally fly very far anyway. It's absolutely terrible, terrible, terrible.
But there are koalas living elsewhere in Australia, aren't there?
Yeah, there is, but most of the groups expect koalas to become extinct in the wild within 10 years because of roadkill, because of lack of government protection, and because of the disease that they carry. So, you know, koalas are on the way out anyway, and what happens is that fires like this, it just decreases the population so much that they're really struggling.
Part of the problem is the predominance of the eucalyptus tree down there. This is a kind of an oil-rich wood, right? It really burns.
Yeah, that's right. And what happens, the trees explode like a bomb. They don't just burn, they explode like a bomb. And the fire front is travelling so quickly that very few animals have got a chance of getting out of the way. Even animals that can move pretty quickly, like kangaroos and wallabies and things, they just can't get out of the path of the fire because the fire front is so hot. And what we're finding with the heavy winds too is that trees are breaking off halfway up the trunk and they're being thrown forward by the wind and increasing the speed of the front as well. So the reports that we're getting that there's very few wildlife surviving these fires, which is just a terrible tragedy.
Now, there is a drought underway in Australia, and there's a study that from some group that says it thinks all this dryness and these conditions may be exacerbated by global warming.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Everyone's convinced of that. We've had this drought in these areas for 10 or 15 years now. It's been very, very dry. Rainfall's been below normal levels. And we're really not expecting things to improve in the short term. It's just awful.
Well, what is the prospect for controlling these fires or maybe eventually having them simply burn out? What are the weather reports there?
Well, the weather reports are not looking good. Firefighters had a couple of days last week when the wind dropped and they managed to put in some containment lines. But then when the wind picks up again, the fires turn around and we've been lucky we've only lost a couple of firefighters. But in similar fires in the past, we have lost more than that because the wind changes and the fires come around behind the firefighters. It's very, very dangerous and I wish them all the luck in the world.
Pat O'Brien, president of the Wildlife Protection Association of Australia, on the wildfires burning there. Pat O'Brien, thank you.
Thanks, Alex.
Good luck.